Which secretary, Mr. President, Secretary McNamara line two.
What?
Secretary McNamara line two.
Tell the secretary to be hard.
Peter's office at the moment, as I mentioned at noontime today, Westmoreland had asked for 10 B-52 strikes just north of the DMZ on the grounds that the North Vietnamese were building up troop concentrations there that were likely to push across the DMZ. I turned those down, but indicated that in the event of an emergency, he should request special emergency strikes. He's come in this afternoon and asked for a B-52 strike approximately on the DMZ, but really north of it a little bit, because there was one North Vietnamese division very close to the DMZ about 6 weeks ago. Another one has moved down there since that time, and we've watched it move down that coastal highway. And elements of a third, we think, are being assembled in that DMZ area. So it looks as though we have two for sure and possibly three divisions concentrating in that area. And because of this, he wants to strike the end of the road, which is just about at the DMZ, with B-52s. Further than that, they have been putting in automatic gun emplacements along that coastal highway, and these have prevented our forward air controllers from going over in that area and calling in airstrikes. We've lost three forward air control planes, and they can't go into the coastal area now. So he wants to use naval gunfire in the area from the DMZ to 17 degrees 52 minutes north. That's about 50 miles north of the DMZ. I would urge approval of both of these requests on an emergency basis. One B-52 strike, naval gunfire in that limited coastal area. I haven't talked to Dean about it. I will. I tried to get him. He's occupied. If you agree, I'll talk to him. If he agrees, we'd go ahead. If he doesn't agree, I'll get back to you.
Now, what are the arguments that you've had against it up to now?
Against it are the arguments, Mr. President, that use of B-52s in or near the territory of North Vietnam appears to be a new application of power and an escalative step and might draw some criticism. Now, we did use a B-52 strike in the DMZ itself, but south of the middle of the DMZ. This B-52 strike would be, I'd guess, about 5 miles north or 7 miles north of there. Not a very material change, but it may nonetheless draw international comment. The naval gunfire is a new step, not different than bombing, and we've been bombing that whole area extensively, but nonetheless it's by naval vessels, and this might draw some international attention.
And might they try to sink one?
Oh, they might try to sink one, but they periodically try to do that anyhow. I don't think this would...
I thought it might draw a little more fire, Tom.
Oh, conceivably, Buzz is just shaking his head, and I would agree with him. I don't think it would increase the danger of sinking. I don't mean they may not try, but they've tried before. None of us believe that this greatly increases the danger of loss of ships. But it does increase the possibility of international criticism.
What's the danger of losing a plane?
The danger of losing a B-52 is small, very, very small in that area. To the best of our knowledge, there are no surface air missile sites anywhere close. And it's a long, long way, of course, from their airfields.
When would you anticipate?
Well, the message doesn't say exactly when it'd take off, but I think as fast as we could get the order out there, and it ends up saying he wants to launch it as soon as possible.
Why don't you talk to him, then call me back?
All right, sir.
Well.